Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Chav Chasam Abiz. Bez Hashem, starting the last Mishnah, Mesechus Ma'id Katan, on the top of Chav Chasam Abiz. So it says the Mishnah, Ben Nashim Bamoyin Ma'anois Avloy Metapchis. That Nashim, women, by a Levaya, during Cholomoyin, so they're allowed to be Ma'anois, they're allowed to cry out, Avloy Metapchis, but they're not allowed to clap as a sign of mourning, of showing Avelus. There's a type of a way of showing it by clapping. That they're not allowed to do, that's too much for Cholomoyin. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, Asmucha Islamita Metapchis, that although Nashim are generally not allowed to be Metapchis, those that are right next to the mita, so they're allowed to be metapchis. So now that's with regards to Cholomoyed. It says the Mishnah, Rosh Chodashim v'Chanukah v'Purim, when it comes to these days that are less chamer than Cholomoyed, so then ma'anis u'metapchis, so then not only are the women allowed to be ma'anis, they're also allowed to be metapchis. Now v'zeh loy mekoinenais, both when it comes to Cholomoyed and when it comes to these other days of Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, so loy mekoinenais, on none of these days are they allowed to be mekoinenais, meaning even on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim, where they're allowed to be metapchis, they're still not allowed to be mekainanais, and we'll see soon in the Mishnah what mekainanais means. Nikbar a mace on all of these days, once the mace is buried, so then loy ma'anais v'loy metapchais, so then they're not allowed to be metapchais, meaning even on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, where we said they're allowed to be metapchais, or on Cholomoy, those that are samach lamita, once the mace is buried, so then no one's allowed to be metapchais. Now, ezi inoy, what's considered ma'anais, what's inoy, shekulon oynais, ka'achas, it's when all the women cry out at the same time, and they cry, so that's called ma'anais. Kina, what does it mean to be mekainanais, what's kina? Kina is sha'achas medaberes v'kulan oynais achareha. That's when one lady starts off with some sort of wailing, and then everyone follows her. Shanemar, like the pasuk says, v'lameina b'naiseichem nehi v'isha ru'usa kina. So we see kina is associated with v'lameina, with like teaching, meaning it's when one lady teaches the wailing to everyone else, and then everyone else follows. Avolah said, Lava, he says the Mishnah now, just to end with the Davar Toiv, not to end on a bad note, the Mishnah says that in the future, so in the Avolah said, Lava, there won't be any Misa. Avolah said, Lava, who Oimer, the Pasuk says, that Bila Hamavas Lanetzach, Humach Hashem Elokim Dimam El Kopanim, which besides being the end of the Hespit, is also the end of the Mesechta, that Hashem is going to erase Misa and is going to erase any tears, there won't be any, because there won't be any Misa. Now says the Gemara, May Amran, so what exactly were the women, what did they say? What did they cry out by the hesped? So Amar Rav explained, Vaila Azla Vaila Chavila. They would cry out and they would say, woe is to the one who's going on his journey now that he's leaving this world, and woe is to the package that he's returning his neshama. And Amar Rava said also that Neshed the Shchansiv, the women of Shchansiv, Amrun Hachi, that's what they would say. They would say, Vaila Azla Vaila Chavila, this expression of woe is to the one who's going and woe is to the package he's bringing. V'amar Rava said that another thing that the Nashe Deshchansev Amran, they said, was good garma mikacha, that the old person is, his jaw falls down, v'nimte mayo lantiki, and the water goes back to the kettle. I mean, the water usually goes from the kettle into the cup. The mace who's dying, he's compared to water which is going back into the kettle, because he's now returning his neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amar Rava, and Rava said that Nashe Deshchansev Amran, the women of Shchansev, they would also say a different expression. They would say Atuf v'chasu Ture. They would talk to the mountains and they would say, Ture, you mountains, Atuf v'chasu, you should cover yourselves up. You should do Atifas Araish, the Varame Ubaravravehu, because this Nifter, he's a Barame and a Baravrave, he's the son of a Gdailim and the son of high ones, and therefore it's Roy for you mountains to cover yourselves up and to do an Atifa. V'amar Rava said that Neshe de Shchansev Amran, another expression that the woman of Shchansev would say, is Shiol Itzla de Mil, that borrow a beged that's made out of fine material to the bar chayrin d'shlimu zvade, to the one that was freed of all of his food, meaning he was so poor he didn't have any food, and so now for him Misa is actually compared to like a nice beged. His death in a way is better for him than his life where he was so poor. And Vamar Rava said that Neshe de Shchansev Amrin, that the women of Shchansev, they used to say that Rahit Vanafal, the man who ran after money, he ran after money his whole life, Amavra Vizyuv to Yosef, and now he has to borrow money to cover the expenses of the Tachricha, which are so expensive. V'amar Rav, and Rav said that Neshei Deshchansev Amron, the women of Shchansev would say an expression that Achana Tagare, my fellow merchants, as Avzage Mibadku, that you should check into your business dealings, check into your businesses, make sure you're dealing honestly, because one day you're going to have to answer that about how you were acting with your in your business. V'amar Rav, Neshei Deshchansev Amron, they would say another expression that Ma'isa Ki Ma'isa, a death is a death. Everybody dies. There's no difference between one death and the next. Umarin Chibul. However, the Zisurim that the person suffers during his lifetime, so that's already ribbis, that's already extra credit, that's not the same. And they would say that, I guess, about a mace that died with Yisurim, that a mace is kimaisa, but umarin chivulya, but the Yisurim, that's already ribbis. And Tanya hai Rameir said, that toivu lechas al beis avel v'goymer, he would say over the pasuk that it's better to go to a funeral, to go to a beis avel, than to go to a beis hamishted, than to go to a party. A person gains more from going to a house of mourning than he does by going to a party. Ah, and you get to the pasuk, the part of the pasuk which says, "Va'acha yitein aliboy," and that a living man should put it to his heart. And he darshan that what does it mean, "Va'acha yitein aliboy," that the living man should put it to his heart? What's he supposed to put to his heart? Said Rameir, "Dvarim shalmisa." It means he's supposed to put to his heart things pertaining to death. Meaning to say, "The yispad yisbudune," that those that give hespedim for others, so yisbudune. Others will give hespedim for him. The yikba yikberune, those that bury others, they'll get buried themselves. The yitan yitanune, those that help carry the mace, so others will help carry him. The yidal yidalune, and those that raise their voices by the hesped, so others will raise their voice for him. Meaning to say, what goes around comes around, and a person should be careful how he acts with others. V'igad Amri, and some say that this expression of the yidal yidalune, what Rameir said was the lo yidal yidalune, that one who doesn't lift himself up, one who doesn't act with gaiva, he doesn't lift himself up, so yidalune, he'll be lifted up. When a person doesn't act with gaiva, so the result is that Hashem makes it, Ashkacha has it, that others lift him up. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, ki toiv amar lecha, alei heina v'gaymer, the pasuk says, mehashpilcha lefnei nadiv asherau einecha, meaning that it's better for a person to be lifted with rishas, that others are lifting him up, than for a person to just lift himself up, and then ultimately have to be lowered. Now says the Gemara story, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Kishamezu Banav Shal Rabbi Yishmael, when the two children of Rabbi Yishmael were nifter, they were nifter back to back, it was Tachfu, Avalov, as we're about to see. So Nichnesu Arbi Zakenim Menachemai, so four other Zakenim, they went to be Menachem Avol by Rabbi Yishmael. Who were the four Zakenim? It was Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. And Amar Lahem Rabbi Tarfon, before they walked into Rabbi Yishmael's house, so Rabbi Tarfon said to the other three, he said to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, he said, "De'u shechacham gadolhu," that you should realize that Rabbi Yishmael is a tremendous chacham, ubaki ba'agadais, and he's a baki in agadais, and therefore al yikanis echem mikam l'toich divri chaveirai, that everyone should be careful not to say the same thing as his friend. Everyone should say something different. Rabbi Yishmael is someone that he's a baki, someone that appreciates these things, so everyone should make sure to say something different. So I'm Rabbi Akiva said to the rest of the three, "Vani achrein, that I'll go last." So they go into the house, and they let Rabbi Shmuel talk first. Pasach Rabbi Shmuel v'amar, Rabbi Shmuel, who's sitting Shiva, he opens up and he says that Rabu Avanaisav, his Averois are so many, referring to himself, that I have so many Averois, and Techafu Avalovs, and therefore the punishment was, is that Hashem made it, that I had to be an Avol, a double Avol. Hetriach Rabbeisav Pam Rishaynu Ushnia, and I was Matriach, the Merebeim, referring to these other Zakenim, the four Zakenim, to come once, and now a second time, to come to the house. Nan Rabbi Tarfon Amar, Rabbi Tarfon started off with his divrei nechama, and he said as follows. He said that v'achichem kol beis Yisrael yivku es hasreifa. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron and his children after the misa of Nadav Aviu. He says that everyone's going to cry over the sreifa, over the misa of Nadav Aviu. V'aloi dvarim kavu chaymer. So said Rabbi Tarfon l'chayrit to kavu chaymer. Uman Nadav Aviu shloi asu ala mitzvah achas. Nadav and Aviu, all he did was one mitzvah. Now, Avada, they did more than one mitzvah, but it means at this moment, at this last day, they had done one mitzvah. Dechsu, as the pasuk says, v'yakrivu b'nei Aaron es adam elov, that they brought the dam to Aaron HaKayin. They brought it to Aaron to do the zrika, so they just did the halacha. And kach, yet we see that they were deserving of such a thing that Klal Yisrael should all yivku es hasreifa. So banav shel Rabbi Yishmael, so said Rabbi Tarfon, that your children, the children of the Rabbi Yishmael, who did so many mitzvahs, al achas kama v'kama, that they're deserving of Kol Yisrael yivku es hasreifa. Nana Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Aglili Vamar. Rabbi Yosi Aglili then said, he quoted the pasuk about Avia, the son of Yeravam ben Nevat. It says about Avia, v'saftu lo'i kol Yisrael v'kavru Yisrael, that all of Klal Yisrael gave him a hesped and they buried him. V'aloi dvarim kavu chaymer, u'ma Avia ben Yeravam shoy asa ela dvar echa toiv, Avia, the son of Yeravam. All he did was one good thing. D'chsiv be, as it says, ya'anim sabay dvar toiv, it says that he had one thing, it says b'loshen yachid, and we'll see in a moment what that means, and kach, he was deserving of such a thing, that v'saftu lo'i kol Yisrael. So, Banav Shal Rabbi Yishmael, Alachas Kama V'Kama, are they deserving of such a thing? Are your children? Now, my Davar Taiv, what was this good thing that Avia, the son of Yeravam, did? So, says the Gemara Machlaikas, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, they argued about what this thing was. Chad Amar Shabito Mishmar Taiv Va'ala L'Regal. We know that Yeravam ben Nevat, he put up guards so that no one in Klal Yisrael should be Oilel L'Regal to Yerushalayim. So now it seems that Avia was one of the guards, and he was Bito Mishmarta, he was Mevatel, his Mishmar, and instead he went and he was Eilu L'Regel. The Chad Amar, the other one, says a similar thing, Shabito Pardesoi Shahaisav Yeravam Achiv Aladrachim Shul Yalu Yisrael L'Regel, that he was Mevatel, all the other guards, he was Mevatel, all of them, all the guards that his father Yeravam Ben Nevat put on the roads, that Klaiso shouldn't be Eilu L'Regel, he was Mevatel. Al-Kapanim, it was one thing, and he was deserving of his saftu like kol Yisrael v'kavru Yisrael, and therefore he said that kavuchaymer Rabbi Yosi Aglili said kavuchaymer the sons of Rabbi Yishmael. Nana Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'amer. Then it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's turn. Rakiva, we don't want it to go last, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it was his turn, and he quoted the pasuk in the Nevuah to Tzidkio, and in the Nevuah to Tzidkio the pasuk said v'shalom tamus, that you're going to die b'shalom, you're going to be zeicha to a peaceful death, and the pasuk continues of a misrafis avisecha amulachim arishonis asher hayu lefanecha ken yisr fulach, that just like they did to all the kings before you, that they burnt their possessions, they're going to be mechabed you as well by burning your possessions. But al kapanim he was zeicha to this covet acharin v'loy dvarim kavuchaymer. Now it's a kavuchaymer, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, umad Tzidkio melch Yehuda shali asa ela mitzvah achas Tzidkio in this tekufa, all he did was one good thing that made him deserving of this, shehele yirmiyah minatit, because he saved Yirmiyah was thrown into the bar, and Tzidkio saved him, and Kach, he was deserving of such an honor. So Banav Shal Rabbi Yishmael, Alachas Kama V'Kama, the children of Rabbi Yishmael, who were doing so many good things, Alachas Kama V'Kama, are they deserving of a covered acharin? And now the Rabbi Akiva V'Amar, finally, lastly, Rabbi Akiva goes, and Rabbi Akiva quotes the pasuk. It says about the future, the Acharis Hayamim, the pasuk says that B'Yomahu, on that day in the future, Yigdal HaMisbad B'Yushalayim, there's going to be a tremendous hesped in Yerushalayim, kemisbad hadadrimayin bebikas migidai, like the hesped of hadadrimayin in the bikas of gidai. Now we have no idea what that's referring to. So v'amr Rav Yosef said, like we had in Masechas Megillah, that el malit argume daikral lo yavyedanu mai kamer. If not for the targum on this pasuk, so we wouldn't know what it's referring to. And what's the targum? Targum says that b'idanahu, that in the future on that day yiske misbad Yerushalayim, there's going to be a tremendous hesped in Yerushalayim. Kemispada, like the hesped of Achav Bar Omri Diktal Yosei Hadadrima Batavrimain, like the hesped that was made on Achav, who was killed by Hadadrimain Batavrimain, U Kemispada Yoshia Bar Amain Diktal Yosei Paruchagira Bebikas Megidai, like the hesped of Yoshia, who was killed by Paruchagira in Bikas Megidai. So the pasuk is referring to two separate Levayas, two separate hespedim, and the pasuk saying that the Levi, that the hesped l'asu lavoi is going to be so great like these two great hespedim. Now v'aloi dvarim kavuchaymer u'ma achav melech Yisrael shali asa el dvar echa toiv. We see achav is zoicha to a tremendous hesped, even though achav only did one good thing. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, v'amelech hayamayim b'merkav noichach aram, that the king, he stayed in his chariot when achav was hit by an arrow. He stayed in his chariot so Klal Yisrael shouldn't see it, and they shouldn't be miyayish, they shouldn't give up hope, and kach, he was deserving of such a large hesped. So Banav Shal Rabbi Yishmael Alachas Kama V'Kama, and Rabbi Akiva concluded also that all the more so are the children of Rabbi Yishmael deserving of such a big hesped. And Amar Le Rava Le Rabba Bar Mari, the Gemara says that Rava said to Rabba Bar Mari, Ksiv Be Bitzidkiyo. He asked the Kasha. We know it says by Tzidkiyo, B'Shalim Tamus, that he was told, Hashem promised him that you're going to die B'Shalim. Uksiv, yet the Pasuk says, V'Eini Tzidkiyo Iver, that they blinded Tzidkiyo at the end of his life. So how do we reconcile these things? He was told that he's going to die a peaceful death, yet we see that he was blinded. So Amar Le, so Rabba Bar Mari said back to Rava, that Hachi Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan explained as follows, that what does it mean, B'Shalim Tamus? Ah, he was blinded. So how could it be that he was told that you're going to die B'Shalim? It means, Shemes Nebuchadnezzar B'Yamav, he's going to die B'Shalim, means he's going to be Zaycha to see that Nebuchadnezzar died during his lifetime. And in that sense, he was B'Shalim Tamus, that he was Zaycha to see the downfall of Nebuchadnezzar. V'Amar Rava L'Rabba Bar Mari, and Rava asked another similar kasha to Rabba Bar Mari, Ksiv Be'Bi Yoshio. It says a similar thing by Yoshio. It says, V'chein Hinini Yosifcha Ala Vaisecha V'Nesafta Al Kivraisecha B'Shalim, that you're going to be gathered to your kever B'Shalim, you're going to have a peaceful death. Uksiv, yet the Pasuk says, V'Yayirim L'Melech Yoshio, that they shot him with arrows, V'Amrav Yudam Arav Sh'asuhu Kikivra, that they shot him with so many arrows, his body became like a sieve, he had so many holes in it. How could that be called a peaceful death? So Amar Lei, so again, Rabbi Bar Mari explained to Rava, that Hanchiyam Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan explained, that what does it mean that Yoshio was promised a peaceful death? Ah, he was shot by so many arrows, so in what sense was his death peaceful? Sh'lichar Beis HaMikdash B'yamav, he didn't have to witness the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That was his promise, he was going to die a peaceful death, meant that he wasn't going to have to see the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And Bezaz Hashem will continue from here, and we'll finish Mesechus Ma'id Katan, Bezaz Hashem, in the following shir.